This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Bad Bunny isn't sorry for throwing a fan's phone in the water, saying she got what she deserved for being disrespectful. He said, quote, "The person who comes up to me to say hello will always receive my respect. Those who come to put a phone in my face, I will consider it a lack of respect and treat it likewise," unquote. Bad Bunny clearly doesn't tolerate bad behavior. Sharon Osbourne gushed about her new grandchild on The Talk UK, but daughter Kelly was not happy about it. After Sharon said that her new grandson was named after his dad, Slipknot member Sid Wilson, Kelly took to social media, writing, "It's no one's place but mine to share information about my baby." Ozzy said, "Sharon, is Kelly ours?" SZA, riding high after 3 weeks at number one with her new album SOS, was seen vacationing in Hawaii with her producer, Thank God for Cody. The two have worked together for years, but now it appears that their relationship has become romantic. SZA showed off her bikini bod, which she admits to on the new album is not natural. But did she really need ass implants? Cardi B and Offset hit Club Nebula to celebrate a victory in Cardi's legal battle. The lawsuit was brought against her by a man whose back tattoo was featured on the cover of her 2016 album Gangsta Bitch Music, and a judge has ordered him to pay her legal fees. The couple danced for 2 hours and then drove past Cardi's new Reebok ad in Times Square. Leonardo, I can't keep it in my pants, DiCaprio, and model Victoria Lamas were spotted ringing in 2023 together in St. Bart's. Leo, 48, and his new flame, 23, whose father is actor Lorenzo Lamas, were partying on a yacht along with Tobey Maguire and Drake. It was their fourth hang. Will she make it to a fifth hang? Former professional kickboxer Andrew Tate and his brother have been arrested in Romania in connection with human trafficking, rape, and forming an organized crime group. The social media influencer was taken away in handcuffs from his villa in Bucharest, Romania. Tate has been known to be anti-feminism. Well, karma's a bitch. Actor Jeremy Renner, known for his role as Marvel's Hawkeye, was seriously hurt after a snowplow accident. He was helping a family member whose vehicle was stuck in snow, and the 15,000-pound plow ran over him. He had lost a lot of blood, and luckily his neighbor, who's a doctor, was able to apply a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. It's good to have real superhero neighbors. British designer Vivian Westwood, known as fashion's high priestess of punk, has died at 81. Westwood's career began in the 70s, shortly after she met Malcolm McLaren, who would go on to manage the Sex Pistols. Together, Westwood and McLaren opened their famous sex boutique in London, which sold fetish-inspired fashions. R.I.P. DJ Holmes filed for divorce from his wife of 13 years. The move comes 1 month after Holmes revealed his relationship with GMA3 co-host Amy Robach. This is the second divorce for Holmes and wife, too, who share daughter Sabine. Robach has been married to Melrose Place star Andrew Hsu since 2010. Well, if the shoe no longer fits...
Idiot of the Week!
New documentary, Lamar Odom, Sex, Drugs, and Kardashians, dove into the former athlete and reality star's rise and fall. Odom tied the knot with Khloe Kardashian just 1 month after they met and were married for 7 years. Though he said Khloe was his wife, cocaine was his girlfriend. Idiot. Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler has been accused of sexual assault, sexual battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress in a new lawsuit. Yeah. Julia Holcomb filed the claim just before the deadline for California's Child Victims Act. The alleged assault took place when she was a teen in the 1970s. Better walk that way. Billy Idol was given the first Hollywood Walk of Fame star of 2023. Oh yeah. The Rebel Yell singer's star was placed at 6201 Hollywood Boulevard, and the event was emceed by Lupita Sanchez Cornejo, chair of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. Well, at least he wasn't dancing with himself at the after party. Sorry. Dua Lipa is building a sprawling multi-million-dollar mansion in Sarande, Albania, where her family has roots. The new home will have grand views overlooking the Ionian Sea towards the Greek island of Corfu. Lipa, born in Britain to immigrant Albanian parents, was granted Albanian citizenship in November. But will the new house have a levitating dance floor? Queen guitarist Brian May is now Sir Brian. Yep. He said, quote, "Thank you so much for all your messages of congratulations following the announcement of my knighthood," unquote. May, 75, was among the 1,100 individuals honored in King Charles III's first New Year's honors list. Drummer Roger Taylor must be thinking, "Hey, what about me?"
The Trash Bin.
Skylar Page, the embattled creator of Cartoon Network's Clarence series, pleaded not guilty to stealing toys from a store. Page, 33, was charged with misdemeanor petty theft for pocketing merchandise, including Nerf guns, from a Ross store in L.A. He was described as homeless. Police claim he said he couldn't afford the guns, so he took them. Guilty!
The news wrap-up.
Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to federal charges less than 2 months after his crypto empire collapsed. Shares of Tesla continued to fall as the company's Q4 delivery totals were less than experts had predicted. Amazon lost half its value in 2022 as tech stocks got crushed and recession fears grew. Well, it's up to you, 2023.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avatar: The Way of Water is still tops of the box office.
The number one album.
It's SZA, SOS, for the fourth straight week.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is back on top.
The number one book.
The Light We Carry by Michelle Obama is the best-selling nonfiction book for the seventh week.
Leland Tyler Wayne, better known as Metro Boomin, has been a record producer since the age of 16. He's worked with numerous Atlanta-based artists, including Young Thug, Future, 21 Savage, Gucci Mane, and Migos. Wayne has produced the hits Jumpman by Drake and Future, and Lowlife by Future featuring The Weeknd. He got his first number one with Bad and Bougie by Migos, and followed it with Congratulations by Post Malone, Tunnel Vision by Kodak Black, Mask Off by Future, Bank Account by 21 Savage, and his second number one, Heartless, by The Weeknd. He's back with a new collaboration with The Weeknd, which we love. Here's Metro Boomin featuring The Weeknd with the song of the week, Creepin'.
Cause my heart can't take it anymore.
Metro Boomin' featuring The Weeknd with the song of the week, Creepin'. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.